This is your Lansing update from More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Reaction here on WILS to the heart attack suffered by MSU head football coach Mark D'Antonio following the dramatic overtime win over Notre Dame this weekend. Sports Information Director John Lewandowski tells WILS's Tony Connolly the mood changed in a hurry.
It's one of those things where it brings you back to reality of how fragile life is. You know, we're just playing a college football game, trying to entertain the fans, but there's a much bigger picture than that.
The coach remaining in Sparrow Hospital for a few days while offensive coordinator Don Treadwell takes over on an interim basis. Dr. Chris DeHame, who performed the surgery, says the heart attack could have been worse.
Fortunately, his heart damage was very minimal. I think he's going to do very well. I remain very optimistic for his full recovery.
Democratic Lieutenant Governor candidate Brenda Lawrence responding to the failure to establish debates between her partner, Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero, and Republican Rick Snyder. Lawrence on WILS says not having a debate would be a disservice to the public.
It's denying the voting constituents of this state from hearing what the plans are. What am I going to do?
A Lansing man pleading guilty to a 2009 murder today after the jury in his first trial failed to return a verdict. 24-year-old Brian Fletcher admitting responsibility for the shooting death of 25-year-old Stanley Davidson. And after recently edging up towards the $3 mark, gas prices fell by nearly 7 cents in Michigan, AAA reporting the current statewide average at $2.83 a gallon. MSU officials on WILS reacting to the heart attack suffered by head football coach Mark D'Antonio following Saturday night's dramatic overtime win. Sports Information Director John Lewandowski tells WILS's Tony Connolly the coach had a sense that something was wrong.
He was so relaxed after the game, you know, enjoyed the moment out there on the field, came in and addressed the team, and as we were cutting back through the locker room, he just said, you know, I need to sit down and take a break. I just don't feel right.
$1.5 million in regional entrepreneurial collaborative grants to 9 Michigan organizations announced by Governor Granholm. One of them, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, or LEAP, receiving almost $200,000. CEO Denise Ferguson spoke with WILS this afternoon.
There are many entities in the region with particular focus points on how to really drive entrepreneurship. And this grant will really allow us the opportunity to really accelerate those efforts.
Pure Michigan canceling its fall campaign due to a lack of funding, but continues defending itself against groups like the Mackinac Center, who says it's a waste of time to fund the tourism campaign. Vice President George Zimmerman on WILS.
They don't really have any research on this. They just have opinions. And that's fine. People can have opinions about things. We actually use a reputable research firm to form our opinions, unlike other people who just have opinions.
In the state Senate approving a measure that removes a $25 cap on fines on college campuses, violations include traffic and parking. General Motors recalling 20,000 Lansing-made vehicles, 2009 and 2010 Cadillac CTS and CTS-V models being called back for a glove box problem. Government tests finding that unbelted passengers may suffer leg injuries during a crash by striking the compartment. Governor Granholm announcing that LEAP, the Lansing Economic Area Partnership, is one of 9 state organizations receiving $1.5 million in grants to encourage entrepreneurship. LEAP CEO Denise Ferguson tells WILS this afternoon the $200,000 they'll be getting will help foster an already positive local environment for new businesses.
This plan is actually better than it ever has been, and that is part of the logic of this grant. We've gone from having some resources in this space to actually having quite a few.
Local reaction in the aftermath of a roller coaster weekend at MSU. WILS's Rich Hurl reports.
Joy and jubilation for MSU players, coaches, and fans following the Spartans' dramatic overtime win over Notre Dame Saturday night turned into worry and concern after head football coach Mark D'Antonio suffered a heart attack moments after the game.
One of those things where it brings you back to reality of how fragile life is. You know, we're just playing a college football game, trying to entertain the fans, but there's a much bigger picture than that.
MSU Sports Information Director John Lewandowski speaking with WILS's Tony Connolly. Rich Hurl, 1320 WILS.
Local officials already looking ahead to the winter driving season and preparing for difficult road conditions. WILS's Emily Scarlett reports.
The fall season is underway, but it won't be long until we see our first snowfall. Manager of MDOT's Lansing Transportation Service Center Steve Bauer reminds Lansing drivers to take it slow.
Winter maintenance will be at roughly the same level that it is this year, at least at this point. We anticipate that. But as always, we stress to the folks to slow down and practice safe driving habits, especially in winter driving conditions.
Bauer also suggests proposals in the legislature indicate some fairly significant budget cuts this year. However, nothing is final. For 1320 WILS, this is Emily Scarlett.
East Lansing city leaders and MDOT celebrating the completion of the federally funded Saginaw Pathways project this afternoon. Public Works Director Todd Sneathan spoke with WILS.
We were able to install non-motorized pathways pathways, which are 8-foot concrete on both sides of Saginaw from basically Harrison Road to Patriarch Park. It amounts to about 1.4 miles of pathway.
And testimony opening in the State House Committee on two bills to require phys ed and health education for kindergarten through 8th grade. The bills requiring 30 minutes of phys ed 2 days a week in elementary school and 45 minutes of daily exercise for middle school students. Taking a look at your capital city forecast, tonight a chance of showers, mostly cloudy, low around 56. Tomorrow a big change, mostly sunny and breezy, high near 86. And tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms likely as the clouds roll in, a low around 63. That's your Lansing area update. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.